You may remember last year when global supply chains for masks, gloves, hospital gowns fell apart. There were bidding wars for personal protective equipment. Well, now the overseas factories are back online. And as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, that's made it difficult for manufacturers who adapted to make PPE during the shortage.
Inside a warehouse in Newington, Connecticut, Milrose Mercado, Senior Vice President of Supply Chain at Hartford Healthcare, walks between two towering rows of boxes. She points to crates of masks, face shields, and gloves stacked up nearly to the ceiling.
This actually is an aisle where we've had many of our isolation gowns as well as masks. So these are products that we have actually sourced directly from China or Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. We actually ended up sourcing in five different countries to be able to actually meet our demand.
All told, it's about $15 million worth of PPE, enough inventory to last Hartford Healthcare anywhere between 6 and 12 months. Jeffrey Flax, the group's president and CEO, says HHC wanted to stockpile all this gear to avoid repeating the medical supply chain nightmares of 2020.
In the earliest days of the pandemic, much of our supply acquisition came from China and secondarily from Italy. So the two countries who were impacted most first.
As global supplies dried up, PPE became hard to get. States were pitted against one another, and in response, some Connecticut manufacturers saw an opportunity. Traditional parts of their business were down, so they started making PPE to recoup lost profits and to help.
We built up the business all of last year to the point where we had 65 new employees, and we're running two shifts to one in the morning.
Bing Carbone, president of Modern Plastics in Shelton, Connecticut, pivoted from specialized plastic parts for knee replacements to those now ubiquitous transparent face shields that doctors and dentists wear. His company made more than 30 million of them, but once Asian markets recovered and ramped up production in the late summer and fall, he says buyers stopped calling him back.
A lot of the local institutions and hospitals, et cetera, went back to China.
Because the Chinese PPE was cheaper, which meant Carbone, who recently sent 2 million unsold face shields to sit in storage, had to make a tough call.
We leased a new facility in Derby, which I had a scuttle in March, because the business literally dried up. The employees are gone. The facility is closed.
Carbone says he'd like to make more PPE, but with few buyers, he's back to his core business, specialized plastic parts. And that leaves Colin Cooper, Connecticut's chief manufacturing officer, wondering, when local PPE manufacturers close, what will happen if global markets fall apart again?
There's been discussion, you know, primarily at the federal level, on nurturing these nascent industries and helping them along. You know, there's strategically, I think there's some value, obviously, on having domestic supplies of these products. In case there's another pandemic.
But if the country wants to make investments in automation technology, efficiency, and job training to compete better internationally, Cooper says the decision needs to be made soon.
If the decision is made, you know, 9 months from now or 12 months from now to put some financial resources behind, you know, domestic purchasing, a lot of that capacity may have and capabilities may be extinguished.
Back at the HHC warehouse, supply chain manager Milrose Mercado says about 80% of the PPE her group acquired came from overseas. But she says the equipment scrambles of 2020 have workers in the supply chain business asking a question.
How do we look at domestic manufacturing and really build that into the supply line infrastructure? So I think a good blend of products that are sourced domestically plus internationally, I think would really help stabilize the supply line and ensure that there's accessibility moving forward.
Her boss, CEO Jeffrey Flax, says Hartford Healthcare wants to buy more local PPE. The company is already working with local shops who produce everything from face shields to shoe coverings. But Flax says he'd also really like to see a national stockpile for medical equipment.
We've historically had that for oil, you know, for these very types of issues where there could be disruption or risk.
Which has left individual healthcare organizations to continue staking out ground on their own, storing supplies, and hoping to never run into the problems of 2020 again. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill.